have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. I do have a new biblical question, and I have to get it to you in a minute here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows. Don't forget. You can podcast. But let's say that you want to listen to the show as it is happening. You're like, hey, I want to listen to the show. Is there a way? Yes. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing weekend this weekend. It was like I could never have expected it. It was more than a notion. And I hope your weekend was more than a notion too. They come and they go really fast, don't they? I'm like, what the? Amazing. An amazing fellowship yesterday. Amazing fellowship yesterday. If you were not there or didn't watch it live as it was happening, you can podcast. You would not have wanted to be a part of that. If you're working on yourself, really, I have to put that in there, because if you're not working on yourself, you're not going to understand a word of it. You won't understand any of it, because wisdom is from the light, is from God, is from love, and wisdom will only be given to those who welcome it, who invite it, who open up themselves for it, and welcome the truth. And then you will understand. I talked to someone that was at the meeting, and they attend the meeting a lot of times over the years, over the last year or so. But they don't understand what we're talking about at all. They just don't understand it. Not you. And they said that they're it seemed that they mostly enjoy hearing what other people are going through and how they're dealing with things and how they're waking up. But for themselves, they're not understanding it at all. And I'm like, what the? But I understand it. It's not for everyone. And as the biblical question last week, do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? I can honestly tell you, and without a doubt, because now I'm understanding the depths of human nature and how evil and wicked human beings are. They could be smiling in your face all the time, trying to stab you in the back. Backstabbers, family members, it doesn't matter. Human nature is evil. It's not, don't think that human nature is nice just because the person is your family member or your husband or your wife or your children or your friends or your workers or anyone. Human nature is evil, and they love the emptiness of not knowing who they are. The last thing that the average human being, not all but most, because there are human beings who want to overcome. I counsel with them, amazing counsel. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. So if you want or need counseling, individual or family counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and be patient. If they can't get you in right away, they will get you in. My counseling scared you back, really. But if somebody should cancel or anything, we let the next person in line know. But anyway, human beings love the emptiness of not knowing who they are. Sometimes when I'm right after the fellowships, you know, I'm talking to some people, saying hello, greeting some people from out of town. And I ask, well, did you get any help today? What did you get from the meeting? Most of the time they don't get anything. I'm like, what the? They got enjoyment. They got the fun of hearing other people who are really overcoming, but nothing for themselves. And I understand that. Most people love not knowing who they are. They love their misery. And that's why the Spirit of Truth, God, leave them right in their hell. And then you're like, why don't God help? Why does God let the children die? Why don't God do that? If God is love, why is he allowing this to happen? Why? He's allowed it to happen because that's what you want. You want it. You want your misery. And you want to be angry, and you want to blame somebody else that you are angry. You want to blame others. Anyway, that was the biblical question from last week. And this week's biblical question is a downright doozy. And I got this biblical question because one of our experts said, and one of our experts said, that we suffer the consequence of our action. That's an interesting statement. And so I thought about it, I wrote it down, I held on to it so I wouldn't forget, and I've decided to use it for the brand new biblical question. And the brand new biblical question is, do you suffer the consequences of what? I mean, do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Yes or no? go over there on X and reply to yes or no. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? This is question so deep, made me want to holler, throw up both my hands. Da 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 da. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Amazing. It just is really amazing. I get goosebumps all over my body. By the way, it's Monday, and we take all calls. On whatever subject, but we take ladies' call first on Monday when the essay come in. But we take all calls because Monday, and by the way, Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month, and August will always be Men's History Month. Amazing. And Monday is always Female Monday. I love making men upset. All my life, I had to fight. But no. Bird.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Yeah. Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Yesterday, I saw someone get mad at someone else. And I happened to be standing around. I saw that it was supposed to have been a joke, right? But the other person snapped really fast into their imagination. And it went downhill. And the person couldn't snap out of it. They wouldn't, and it was about nothing. It was literally nothing. The other person didn't mean harm to them or anything. And I'm like, wow, we just had a meeting. And I can see that person in their head. They won't snap out of it. It was the darnest thing. And you couldn't even convince them to snap out of it. They would come up with another thing. I'm like, the devil is busy. And some people just not learning anything from the meeting. I understand it, though. I do understand it. You either want to be free. You got to want to be free from heartaches. No more pain. You got to want it, and then you'll have it. You really will. It's just that simple. We have a wicked, sick, evil society. Wicked, evil, sick society. Human beings are evil. You don't know the depths of human nature now. Wait until you start waking up within, and you'll see. Christ knew it, and he said it. He knew that human nature was evil and wicked and untrustworthy and no love. Zero love. He knew it, and he said it. But people missed it. And now they're promoting human nature as good nature. Oh, you can find the love in everybody. You can find something nice in everyone. No, you can't. And that's your problem. You can't see what's going on in you, so you can't understand what's happening in others. You can't see. When I look at the world now, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. You know, I saw this documentary yesterday evening. And it was about entertainers, singers, actors and actresses and entertainers. And they were talking about over the years, the number of entertainers who have died in plane crashes. You know, a lot of entertainers, they have a lot of money, so they rent private planes, jets and things to fly around, to zoom around real fast, get to their next event. And they were showing the number of entertainers who have died as a result of airplane crashes over the years. And I had no idea that many private planes were crashing. I'm like, what the? You just hear about the big airplane, public, whatever you call them, airplanes. But a lot of, it made me think twice now about riding a private jet. Not that I've ridden one. But it's an interesting documentary. I also saw a documentary on Benjamin Franklin. Speaking of men history, Mark. Benjamin Franklin had to be, not only because the old school men were smart men, because they didn't have TV and all that. They had to really just focus on themselves. And they still love ego stuff too, though. But he was one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. And he did more than just invent the light bulb. His relationship with his son and his grandsons, he had two of them, maybe more, but definitely two, were interesting. And his involvement in forming the Constitution, the Declaration, no, the Constitution, one of those, was mind-blowing. He was a smart man. They don't make them like that anymore, except for Trump. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Did you know that Benjamin Franklin went to Europe to try to help end the war between the United States and Great Britain, when Great Britain was here trying to control everything? It was interesting. And while he was gone, his wife died. Benjamin's wife died. And when she died, they buried her because he wasn't able to come home to the funeral. So his wife died while he was away taking care of business, and he was not able to come back for the funeral. Isn't that amazing? And he and his one son that he had, they loved one another, but they disagreed because the son was on the side of Europe against America in the war. It was so interesting. I loved it. Meaning I loved understanding how things work. I want to give, and then I'll take your calls here. I see your calls. I want to give you an example of how I'm telling you the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me. Only a few men and women, only a few, and Christ said, I'm not even making that up, right, want to come out of their hell, out of their misery. Most human beings love their misery. They just love it. You can't talk them out of it. You can't say, no, no, no. Don't overreact. Stay calm. Watch. Don't call it you. They don't want to hear that. They want to create and keep going a false self. They don't want out. And I want to give you an example of a woman, a female, who appears to love her misery. She loved it. She loved it so much she went on Instagram and promoted it to get the thrill. It's all about the thrill. All about the thrill of it, thrill of it. All about the thrill. Here's a new clip of a woman crying about how hard it is to be a single mother. Watch this from Instagram.
Bro, being a single mom is literally the hardest shit ever. Like, you cannot do anything. I literally got like one side of my weights wrecked at the gym because I tried to work out and they're calling me over the intercom to come get him literally after 5 minutes because he don't want to be with anybody but me because I'm the only person with him. But you literally just can't do anything. I'm literally so exhausted from work like 90% of the time, so I don't ever get to do like a good like real workout. And I got up trying to do a workout this evening, and he don't even want to go to the kids club. This is like the third time I've tried to take him. He does not like to be with strangers, so it just makes it hard because I can't do anything. The only time I have help is when I'm working, but I can't ever do anything for myself. And the other parent just gets to do whatever they want. Literally whatever. You can go hang out with your friends. You can work out. You can complain about how tired you are, but like, look at my life. Like, look what I have to do every single day. I hate even complaining about this because my mom helps me a lot. And I do have a nanny for my son twice a week, but that's while I'm working. I'm working 24/7. As an entrepreneur, my brain is in work mode 24/7. And I only have physical help while I'm working. And so it just makes it difficult whenever I need to do things for myself. Like, my nails are down to the nubs. My toes are a whole different story. Because it's like, when do I have the time?
What you're looking at is an evil, wicked, egotistical female. Really? She's saying to you, but you're not going to see it because you can't see what's going on with yourself. You don't see it, and you will say, oh, poor lady, I feel so sorry for her. You're feeling sorry for evil. And when they cry like that and carry on like that, they can't be trusted. That's a dangerous female. I would watch out for her if I were you. But you're not because you feel sorry for, oh, poor lady. And she up there boo-hooing. And on one hand, she says that she's an entrepreneur. Her mother helped her out. But before she realized it, oh, I can't do anything. She did that video for the thrill of being on camera and crying and making you feel sorry for her. And you fell for it. You don't see that as evil. You see that as good. Poor lady. Everybody else is to blame but her. All those tears were just an act. That's all it was. It was just an act. An emotion to draw you in to make you feel sorry for her. And you fell for it. And why some man going to see her? He going to go and marry her. He going to go and move her in. And catch pure hell. That's all he gonna catch. But it'd be worth it for a while to get the romance, fake love. You fall for it. That woman is evil. Those tears are evil. And they're not sincere. They're to draw you in. Why do you think she went on Instagram and made that? If she was serious about her tears, she would have cried at home by herself, not let anyone know. But there's no fun in crying at home by yourself and nobody see it. Or maybe sometime it is. Don't you sometimes get a thrill from crying alone, all by myself? You get thrills from that too. Human nature is evil. Really? You don't know the depths of evil that human beings are. Look at mothers. I can't tell you the number of times men and women have told me that they've gone to their mothers to say, "Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I am wrong for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You turned me against my father. You recreated me in your image. You imposed your will on me. I know now you couldn't help it. It was done to you." And the mother snapped and turned on the kids. All the kids do it or don't is apologize for resenting. And the mother build an army. Human beings get thrilled from hurting another. They love it when they can think that they're hurting someone else, and they call it life. They feel a sense of energy. They feel a sense of life. They'll call it life, death. They'll call it death, life. Human beings are evil. You better wake up so you can see that what's going on, right? That female didn't deserve one tear, one sympathy, or anything. It was an act. She doesn't have to be in that situation if she didn't want to be. She went online to cry to make herself feel better and make y'all feel sorry for her. And now she got people, "Oh, we're so sorry for you." Amazing. When you see people crying and carrying on, you better run the other way. Not pat them on the back. You better get away. You're dealing with the devil. You are dealing with hell, and you call it heaven. She wanted to get her nails done, her toenails done, her hair done. She wanted to work out at the gym. Where's the baby daddy? And you notice how she went on after all the boo-hooing? Oh, she said, "Oh, my mother helped me. And she has a nanny. She has a nanny while she's working. I thought she couldn't get any help. What is she online boohooing about?" It's for the thrill. Human beings are evil. Look at our world today. It's not just the government is evil, and the government is. The media is, but you're no different. The media is a compound of human beings, comprised of human beings. The government made by human beings. Human heart is wicked. That's why you must be born again. You must be born again. Christ said it, and I hear some people say, "Well, I tried to find out if my mother, do I need to forgive my mother? My mother is just so nice. My mother did everything right. My mother was just so good." No, every human being that born through the woman must forgive her and return to the Father. Everyone born of that. Do what you want, though. Let's say make up excuses for you and keep you in your misery. ...888-7753-773. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. It's Monday. I think I have an announcement that we're doing some on our Punchy TV today. I have Joel come in and tell y'all. Well, maybe Nick can tell you, but somebody can tell you because I don't understand it. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question. I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Today, I'm going to make this one announcement so you can remember. Today at 2 p.m. Pacific time, we are launching a new show hosted by the JLP Network. Yeah, we have our own network now. And so we're putting out our first new show today. And I want you to invite you to tune in live for the premiere episode. We're doing this live that I'm not aware of. I don't know if it's a replay live or I have to get back to this guy. It is not clear to me.
It's live with all of us, but you can't do it.
I can't. Why not?
Oh, sorry.
So I can't make this now, but it's not clear to me. I'll come back to it. All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to the phones. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
All is well, Jason.
I wanted to ask you about the Trump interview with the black lady. How did Trump show perfect love?
What black lady?
At that NBC, the journalist conference,
I'm sorry?
When you said that you showed the lady that you said, like, the lady that asked Trump a question, you tell you out of, like, on your page, you got, like, you said she was a bitch in order.
Which was that? What was that?
The Trump, the Trump interview, the lady that asked the question, and Trump got all, got all defensive and whining and didn't answer the question.
What interview? What event? What was the event?
At the Black Journalist Conference.
Oh.
The one from last week. Yeah, that one.
And National Association of Black Journalists.
Yeah, when he said, like, how was that perfect love, how Trump answered the question?
He stayed calm. He stayed patient with her. He corrected her in the way that a father, in a way that the father should correct a child. And he did
correct
it, he did it without getting angry. And then he still dealt with the issues of how he had helped the blacks and what he did when he was in office to help the blacks and how things were. And that's why he getting, according to reports, that is why he's getting so much support from the blacks, because he gave money to the blacks, so-called universities. He did a lot. But he didn't overreact to what normally people call disrespect. She didn't say, welcome, thank you for coming, how you doing?
I heard you went
down the road and nobody was there. And it was just Helen on the highway. Helen fell off the road and didn't know it.
And so she
didn't say, Mr. President, I'm sorry to hear about the attempted assassination on you. You were shot in the ear, and I'm sorry to hear about that.
So you said, like, so first of all, Trump did not answer the question. He did not answer the question.
I'm sorry?
First of all, he did not answer the question.
Why are you rushing? I'm not even rushing with you. Why are you doing that?
No, I mean, you just had, like,
why are you speaking that way? Why are you speaking that way, man?
What you mean I'm speaking some kind of way? I'm trying to, like, can I finish my point? No.
No, you, like, I gave you time to ask your question. Ask. And then why I am responding, you went, hey, hold on. I don't understand why you're doing that.
Let me tell you why. No, because, like, if you listen to the video, she
No, 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 I said, I'm asking a different question now. Why are you responding in that way?
I was trying to, like, stop you from what you said.
You didn't need to stop me.
I
would have stopped just like I allowed you to go until you stopped.
All right, so can I
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Can I speak now? Can we talk about it? She did say, hi, Mr. President. She did say that when he got there. She did say that.
She said what?
She did say that. She did say, hi, Mr. President. They did do that salutation. They did do their greetings when they got on stage.
I saw her shake his hand, but as soon as she sat, did she go into her attack?
What you mean? You said it was an attack. It was a question.
They sat down, did she go into her attack?
It was a question. It wasn't an attack. You think it was an attack?
As soon as they sat down.
I'm
asking you one more time. As soon as she sat down, did she go into her attack?
No, she didn't. She didn't attack. She asked a question.
Oh, okay. All right.
How did she attack you?
If you don't.
How did she attack you? How was it an attack? How was it an attack?
If you don't know that by now, you will never, ever, 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 ever know. You would never know.
She didn't.
And the reason you don't want
how
to
did she,
know
how
because.
Did she tell? How did she tell?
And the
she,
reason
how
you.
Did
you
she, and, how did as, she tell?
And the reason. Did he hang up? He on my hands. I didn't hang up. He hung up. I did not hang up. He probably accidentally hit his phone. He was so busy trying to scream. But as soon as she sat down, she went into her evil attack. And if you didn't see that, Jason from Buffalo, or wherever you're from, yeah, Buffalo, you didn't want to see it. You just don't want to see what she did. I understand it. Because you didn't want to see it. What a mess! Let me go to Brent. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. Jason from Buffalo hung up. I think accidentally. I don't think he intentionally hung up. I think he accidentally hit his Obama phone. Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
How you doing?
All is well.
Great. And I want to say first, congratulations for your first show today that you're going to be releasing for a premiere.
Thank you. Punchin TV. Punchin.tv.
Yeah,
thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I'd like to, well, there's maybe a few points. A few comments I'd like to make after answering the biblical question, but I would like to start with the biblical question, if that's okay.
All right, let me find it. Hold on. They didn't update my packet yet, so I don't have it. Hold on, but I got to scroll down
Take
here.
Take your time, no problem.
I can
scroll back to the bottom.
How do it?
May I?
Yeah.
Do you suffer the... This is the wording that I think we're agreeing on. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
No, I don't.
And why not? Because I can't find it here. Thank you, Nick. Why not?
Oh,
why you do not suffer the consequences of your action?
Because... I realize that you only suffer the consequences of your action when you think that's you that's suffering. You believe the thoughts from the devil. And I remember one time I broke up with my girlfriend, like before I started working on myself a long time ago. And I saw at the moment that it wasn't going to work. So I told her, okay, we're done. And then on my way back home, the devil started telling me lies, like all the memories with her, they came back. But yesterday you mentioned that all memories are fake. It's only a thrill and it never really real. It was never real. And on my way back home, I started crying because I remembered all the memories of me and her and, oh, why are you doing that? She was so great. And I was suffering the consequences, but only in my own mind. And because before I loved the thrill of it, I called her back after that, and I told her, I'm sorry, I don't want to break up with you anymore. Because I believed the thoughts that wasn't real in the first place. And, of course, there will be consequences of the land, but spiritually, you would be free of the past and the future. You will stay present and not go along with the lies. But I love the thrill. I see that people love the thrill also. So we suffer in our own mind.
Well, I appreciate you putting your responding to the biblical question. I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. I think that this is like a very deep, interesting, thought-provoking question. And hopefully a lot of people, those who want, not even hopefully, those who want to overcome will. Thank you, Brenda. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. 888-775-3773. Let me go to back to Canada and talk to Ari out of Canada. Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yes.
So I had a question. When you say rebuilding the man, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm 33 years old. I have two daughters, so I don't have any sons.
Man.
However, I see a lot of the male or these young boys. And for instance, like your last caller, Jason from Buffalo, right? To rebuild the man in that, it's going to take a lot of work, right? And there's only a certain amount of like, that dying breed left in this world. And at most, we got like 3/4 energy left. Wouldn't it be better to put into like the next generation who absorbs like a sponge?
I don't understand the question. You and no one can rebuild anyone. But once you wake up yourself, you point the male or the woman back to the source that will rebuild them. So a person like Jason from Buffalo, if he doesn't want to overcome the fallen state, there's nothing you can do at all, period. And then as far as in generations to come, if they don't see the light in the fathers and the mothers, they're going to end up in the same condition that Jason from Buffalo or other people who are not willing to overcome.
But as like men or who know how to be men, wouldn't it be our responsibility in a sense to pass that on to make sure the generations could last?
No.
Like, I mean, I got two daughters. How am I to assure there's going to be a proper man for them to marry?
No, it's not our responsibility to do it at all. It is the responsibility of the parents to be a perfect example. And if the kids don't get it in the homes, when they go out into the world, they won't be able to receive it right away because they will be already in a fallen state. They will be already screwed up, turned away from the truth, turned away from God. And so when they go out into the world, if they run into a man or a woman of the light, they're going to resist it. Because they're going to call the light evil and evil good. It starts in the home. It's not the responsibility of any other human being to be the light for someone else's children.
So then you wouldn't agree with, I guess it's a phrase or a saying, like it takes a community or a village to raise a child?
No, not at all. That is one of the most deepest lies and deception I've ever heard of. It takes a father and a mother.
No, I get that. I feel that one. I understand that.
Because the village is screwed up. How are they going to raise somebody's children?
If they all have children and they all want the same interest for their children.
Right, which is evil. They want evil for their children.
Now it is, yes, yeah. No doubt about it. But there's still some good people. There still could be a good village, no?
No. Where?
No, so there still could be, though.
Where?
It needs building, no?
I'm sorry?
It would need building. It would need, you know? It would need
take a father and a mother. You are responsible to be the light for your children. And not what you say, but what you are. So when they're growing up, they'll see the light in you, and they'll be guided by that. But instead, they only see darkness in the parents. They don't see love. They see anger. They see hate.
That's unfortunate for some children.
I'm sorry?
That's unfortunate for some children.
Well, most children is unfortunate for finding parents that are good. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. If you notice, parents are fathers trying to get love from the mothers. Mothers trying to get love from the father. They're fighting. Mothers don't want to be home and raise the man children. And the men are too beta, and weak to make the mother stay home and raise his children. Men are willing to take on women last name. Men are willing to stay home. It's a mess. And it's in the home. It starts in the home.
I can't relate with that. I mean, I went the distance in court. I fought for my kid. I mean, she pays me child support now.
Nice.
But I mean, so it's like, I mean, but I understand that.
Have you overcome your anger?
Not quite, because...
You only have hell evil to pass on to your children.
Right, so that comes to my next question. Now, I heard you say quite a bit that you need to forgive your folks, correct?
Yes.
Now, would you say that eventually it would be a must that you need to forgive your baby mama or for a baby mama to forgive a baby daddy?
Repeat that.
Now, as far as parents goes, right, you forgive your own parents.
Have you done that?
Forgiving the mother of my child?
No, not your parents.
You know what? They haven't done anything to me that I've asked for forgiveness.
So Christ is lying when he said all are born into sin?
That's my sin. That's nothing to do with my parents.
Who does it have anything to do with it?
Yeah, because then where it keeps coming from their parents and their parents to the source.
So you have nothing to forgive your mother and father for at all?
No.
They were perfect.
Not perfect, but nothing that a child needs to ask or demand forgiveness for. If anything, I need to offer my forgiveness. I need to apologize. Sorry, I said that wrong. I need to ask for the apology.
All right. Stay in your hell and believe what you believe, and your kids are going to suffer. Even though they are with you, you said that you won the case, I guess, against the kid's mother.
You don't really win in the end of the day because the kid's with my mom, right? So it's still a different battle after that. It's not really a win.
Oh, I thought you said that I got
the custody. I got the majority. But as I said, now the child doesn't get to see mom. It's still a lost child.
Sorry?
So still...
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
So you did not win custody of your children?
No, I did. Gain custody, but to win is the wrong term.
What's the difference between gain and winning?
Well, to gain custody is legal binding words that you are a majority parent.
And
to win is to have a victory. It's no victory to get those papers saying you gain custody, but the kid's heart's broken because she can't see her mom.
Oh, I see. All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. 888, I have no idea. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Retracting light. It's supposed to be refracting light. Bought a coffee. Saying, dumb autocorrect misspelled my domer name for Friday's donation. It's also doing it for Monday's donations. Refracting light. I'm seeing retracting light, but I know that it's supposed to be refracting light. Do you think the people worshiping Jesus as God, he asks, have made him into an idol? They go to a wooden cross to do their worshiping, but what does Jeremiah 10:8 say about people worshiping things made of wood? They are senseless and foolish. He says refracting light.
It may be a good question, but I don't understand it. I don't understand that question.
Do you think they've made Jesus into an idol and the cross into an idol?
I don't understand that question.
Okay.
Make it a little clearer for me, refracting idol.
Refracting light.
Refracting light. Lights. Refraction light. Make it a little clearer for me. I don't understand the question, so I don't want to just respond just to be responding. Thank you.
He also bought another coffee saying it's refracting light with an F, not retracting light. I don't like the way that sounds. Made me buy more coffees for Jesse to make this correction. What the dumb autocorrect? I know, and now it's stuck. You got to make an account and go into your account and change your name. Anyway, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, young man and team. I got married now, going on 11 years. We don't have any kids together. You asked, why do people do their things? Like getting married a second time, which I did to the same spirit. My answer is, I was blind and could not see. What do I do or say to a wife who won't help clean her house on a regular?
Why did I marry you? I say that to her. What the? Don't be a beta. Don't be angry and you would see how to make her clean the house. It's ridiculous. What the? Let me take a break. And when I come back, we'll finish up with the Super Chats and your phone call. 888-775-3773. And Ares from Canada, isn't it? A-R-I? Ares?
I have books.
Ari. I have no idea where Ari was coming from at all, so I had to let him go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
If you do, be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already. It is Female Monday of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is August 5th, AD 2024. Happy Men's History Month. And shout out to the guys. We had a great men's forum this past Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. Women's forums are third Thursday. You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/events. We update the info just, you know, the week of. To confirm that they are indeed having the event. Or you can call the office, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. That's the nonprofit organization. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Olympic organizers are facing questions after Belgian and Swiss athletes fell ill. They got sick after participating in triathlon races in the River Seine. It's not sign and it's not sin. It's Seine, according to somebody. And I'm just going with that. But it might be sin. Details on their illness is not yet clear, but they come amid widespread concerns that the poor water quality may be exposing athletes to serious health risks. What a mess, huh? Paris is dirty, and so is the River Seine, or Sin. Hurricane Debby, meanwhile, in America, a Category 1 storm, Hurricane Debby, D-E-B-B-Y, is nearing landfall with the eyewall moving onshore in the Florida Big Bend area, according to National Hurricane Center. The National Hurricane Center. Forecasts show that Debby will slowly traverse over the southeastern United States and dump potentially catastrophic rainfall, a catastrophe over widespread parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. More than 100,000 homes and businesses already without power across Florida as Debbie's hurricane-force winds begin to batter the state, according to PowerOutage.us. Hundreds of flights have been canceled and delayed as the region and several school systems have announced temporary closures. What a mess. And also a mess, the presidential race. Cackling Kamala Harris, the so-called vice president under Biden, is expected to announce her running mate this week, as she intends to keep her selection under wraps until they make an appearance together on Tuesday. Sources say that cackling Kamala Harris has narrowed her selection to three final contenders: Governor Tim Walz, W-A-L-Z, of Minnesota, Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, and Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. Are any of them Christians? Maybe Mark Kelly? Not sure. Anyway, her selection this week will be followed immediately by a joint tour of battleground states, starting with a stop in Philadelphia. Wow, the city of brotherly love. Meanwhile, a fresh CBS News YouGov poll released Sunday found no clear leader between Kamala and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, among likely voters nationally, whereas crooked Joe Biden had been down 5 points in previous polling data. Did you hear about the riots in the United Kingdom? Rioters set fire to hotels, according to Commie Nonsense Network, anyway, that are used to shelter so-called asylum seekers in northern England. On Sunday, the country has been grappling with the worst social unrest that they've seen in years. The violence was triggered by the stabbing of three young girls, actually more than that, killing of them, but I think 9 people were wounded, at a Taylor Swift-themed event at a dance school last week, sparking disbelief over why would anyone target children having fun during the summer holiday. The so-called far right has seized on and spread a wave of disinformation, including false claims that the attacker was an immigrant. Might have been an anchor baby. They're kind of nitpicking, splitting hairs there, right? To mobilize anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant protests. Police say the suspect was born in Britain, so he's a British. It's an Englishman. Not. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, also not a Christian. He's an atheist, I heard. Condemned the weekend's protests, warning that those involved in violence will face the full force of the law. What a terrible situation. Make sure you catch all things Jesse Lee Peterson, including the network, by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show, and you can find all your links and podcasts there. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Is that right, Hate? Is that the way it should be written? I thought Hate wrote it a little different. Let me see how Hate wrote it. Oh, Lord. Oh, he did. Do you suffer the consequences of your action? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you can listen to the show live no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Whether you're working out or whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I'm trying to type and listen and talk and everything. And my computer now. Okay. Amazing. Bond JLP Cash App, all right? And listen, it's Monday, and every Monday, though today is a very whacked up start, every Monday is, and we take all calls, Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
And hard on no mother out there. What the? I want to, before I go back to the phones here, 888-77-JESSE, and there is one line open if you want to jump in there. I want to go back to and finish up the Hakens here. I want to finish up the super chats that we started on.
Super chats.
So thank you guys for your coffees, refracting light in someone with your coffee.
Yeah.
We read in the last hour toward the end there. Being Enlightened Till I Rise gave a rumble rant saying, to great men doing great things during Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. August will always be Men's History Month. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Yeah, that was during church with J.C. Peterson.
Fellowship yesterday. I was selling, as I mentioned, right at the end of the fellowship, wisdom is amazing. And it's hidden from those who don't want it. It's so interesting to me. I don't know what to do with it. The one thing, like Satan would impose on anyone. Evil just impose on you, right? On everyone. But wisdom is not going to impose on you. It'll try to invite you to accept, not once in a while can I come in, but if you don't want, it's not going to impose. It is hidden from those who don't want it. You can love your ego. You can love your angry nature. You can be all insecure and afraid and lonely and suicidal and all that and pray to Jesus, help me, oh, Jesus, Jesus, help me. And they don't do nothing. Wisdom is amazing, and it's amazing that it's hidden and only enter into those who want it, who welcome it. Isn't that like a, think about that. But Satan imposed on everybody. What do you think about that?
Indeed, it's interesting. Oops, pardon me. It's it is very interesting. I guess that's partly what giving other people freedom is freedom for yourself.
One thing about God, he's never going to impose on you. And then the people wonder why he let me suffer, why he let the children suffer, why he let them. You're the one doing it. You don't invite wisdom in. You know, and it ain't like the blast. It ain't going to come to your house if you white. And again, it's not going to force itself on you or force itself at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Kenneth donated a generous tip on Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sharia also gave one. I don't know if I mentioned hers or his. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cash App, Bond JLP. Amazing.
Thank you, Sharia. Sharia.
And I may be butchering the name. Pardon me if it's not Sharia.
And if I'm butchering it, it's James Park.
Indeed.
I'm just saying what he said.
That's right.
Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Sir, it's so good how you help people. However, was it you trying to force that guy to believe or God in church today? Seems like it was all unconscious. I could be wrong. I understand we all need a push sometimes, but if we're in the building. However, it was like a force. I think he's talking about Alex.
I don't know. I don't remember force at all yesterday.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember force. I can't respond. Make it clear. Because the last thing I saw in there yesterday was a force.
Indeed.
I saw no force, so maybe some I missed or don't know what you are referring to. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Coldberger Art bought 5 coffees, great men's forum and Sunday fellowship, housing people, loneliness, idol worshiping. Amazing. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Coldberger Art. That's like a Mr. Dillon name.
Indeed.
Thank you. And you're right, the men's forum last Thursday was deep. Yesterday's meetings were amazing. And I had never heard a man say he was housing his girlfriend. Housing her. And he said that was the first time he ever said that, too.
Right.
Nice people, though. Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chill is with the Rumble Rant. He's a monthly supporter. I don't know why, but I am hoping we get a call today where Jesse can tell someone how the cow ate the cabbage.
The way that the great white hope told that little black female from the National
Association
of Black Journalists or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Trump told her how the cow ate the cabbage. He showed her perfect love. He didn't judge her. He didn't get angry. He stayed calm in the way that a father should with his daughter or son. Amazing. Thank you.
Orlando donated a Cash App with a thumbs up, a POC thumbs up. He has a person of color thumbs up. Thank you, Orlando.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Amazing.
Isaiah donated a generous donation saying, awesome fellowship yesterday over there on Cash App.
Thank you. And it was. I agree with you. You have to not want to know thyself not to get anything from the fellowships. You just don't want it. Really. But if you want it, you're going to leave those meetings with something for sure. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio, Three Coffees. When callers like Jason from Buffalo and Ron from Texas call, I often wonder if there's anything you say that they do agree with. As someone who disagrees with you on a number of topics, I love listening to the show and your message about letting go of anger and putting God first. The next time they call, could you perhaps ask them to speak on what things they like about your show? Thanks for all you do, Uncle Jesse.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you. I hope to remember to do that next time. Amazing suggestion. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes, Jesse, I suffer the consequences. But now I count it as joy because God is showing me I'm not in control. Either the devil is controlling me or God. This makes it easier not to identify with my anger because it's truly not me. God's taking me over more and more. The suffering is less and less, says Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Smart Home bought a coffee. I would house that pretty crazy lady, Jesse. Pray for me.
What?
I would house that pretty crazy lady, Jesse. Pray for me.
What pretty crazy lady?
Maybe the one who was crying on the stream on the on her little video talking about her, the single mother.
Oh, in the first hour.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
See, I know it. Thank you. Amazing.
Don't house the single
mothers. I wouldn't
mothers.
Recommend it, for sure.
We got to defund single mothers.
I'm telling you.
Chill and Lean bought three coffees. Thank you, Smart Home. Chill and Lean, three coffees. Good morning, Jesse. Answer to the biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes, I suffer the consequences of my actions, even though I intellectually know that I really should learn from those consequences instead of suffer, says Chill and Lean.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you responding. Go over to X and so y'all can respond over there on S as well, all right? Jesse Lee Peterson, JLP Talk on X and Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Okay.
And there's one more super chat from Renee, 10 coffees, very generous. Jesse, I returned to our Heavenly Father last year after I heard the truth through you and forgave. I had a physical experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So I've been born again, and it was beyond amazing. I overcame my anger and had perfect peace for months. Then I did something sexually immoral with my ex. Sorry, younger viewers. It wasn't intentional, and it wasn't intentional, and I didn't instigate it. I felt bad the second it happened and have not done it again. I fear I blasphemed the Holy Spirit because I experienced the light and gave in to darkness. I continue to do the silent prayer and have hope, but I'm struggling to believe as I feel condemned as before I felt secure, but now that security is gone. You have also said those who return to the Father have no fear, and I didn't, but now I do. I pray it is just my thoughts and a test of faith? Question mark.
Who is that from?
Renee.
Renee called me with that because I have a lot of questions. Not a lot, well, some follow-up questions. Call me if you can. Thank you, and call me if you can about that. All right? 888-7753-773. Call me.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now. I do believe.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go, and there is a line open. Call me, Renee. 888-77-JESSE. Dean out of South Carolina. Dean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
All is well, Dean.
I think the craziest thing is that we're both calling. I'm calling from South Carolina, and you're calling from California. So I'm just like, what the?
You say what now?
I said, I'm calling from South Carolina. Well, I'm in Virginia right now, but we're calling from separate sides. I'm calling from Virginia, and you're calling from California.
What do you mean I'm calling from California? I'm not calling from anywhere.
Oh, no. Is your podcast and is your thing in California?
Yeah, but you said I'm calling. I didn't call you.
Oh, I'm calling you. I'm saying I'm calling from South Carolina, and you're talking to me from California. So I was just like, what the? I was just like.
Amazing. Okay.
But I was just going to say was I went to D.C. yesterday with my dad and my brother Michael, and it was crazy there. There was protesters and stuff, and we were going to go try to find somewhere to eat. And we went by the White House, and all of a sudden we saw the troop conductor. And especially, we would try to go talk to him. We were like, you know, he's old and slow, so we may be able to catch up to him. And we tried to find somewhere to park, but all of a sudden, you know, his troop train was too fast for us, so we couldn't catch up to him. But it was crazy there.
Well, I know that there's a lot of carry on about the war in Israel right now, between Israel and Palestine. And so I know that the Allahu Abba people have been harassing American citizens and the Jews. And so, like, they are, like, protesting all over the country. Though I haven't heard a lot about them in the last few days, except that I heard that they're going to be protesting the I did see them at the Republican convention, you know, saw it on the news. But I hear that they're planning a big rally in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention, I guess coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man.
I was going to say was, what are your thoughts about the, what you call it, the war going on?
What war?
Israel and Palestine.
Oh.
Israel and Palestine.
I don't have any thought about it. I know that it's going on. And then I also know that whenever people enter having wars and things like that, the media is not going to tell you the truth about what's really going on. And the people who are involved in running these wars and bringing them on are not going to tell you the truth about them. So I really don't have an opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Well, I don't really know either. I mean, I just say we just try to stop the war that's going on.
You say, how can you stop it?
Well, I'm not sure. It's just like, you know, either way, you know, stop. I don't really know a lot about what's going on.
Yeah, whenever there are wars, because there is never, ever, 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 ever a reason for a war, not a true reason, a real reason. Whenever people are warring at one another like this, it's about money and power. And so I don't know what the real deal is. I've just learned, because human nature is evil, you just don't know what they're doing and why they're doing it. To be the real deal. You don't know the real deal.
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm just trying to learn.
I wouldn't make a decision either way. Don't take anybody's side on it, because, again, the media is not going to tell you the truth about it. And when people take sides, they're not going to tell you the truth about it. So you really just don't know. But all wars are about money and power. That's for sure.
I'm going to answer your biblical question.
Oh, yeah.
I think I think people do suffer from their consequences. It's
not if people suffer. Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes, you do.
You do?
Yeah, you do suffer.
You do?
Oh, no, not, I mean, well, I think all people suffer. I think
no, the question is, do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thanks for your call, Dean.
You want me to tell you why I think that, or do you just need the answer?
If you want to tell me why you suffered the consequences of your actions, go ahead.
Well, the reason why I think I suffer the consequences of my actions is because, how do you say it? In a way, for example, if I were to do something or make a decision to do something, I'm going to have to suffer the consequences of not doing it. For example, like chores. If I don't do chores, you know, that everything starts piling up and, you know, stuff gets dirty, you know what I'm saying? And then everything gets bad. And you have to clean up everything after that. But if you just clean the chores right there, then you don't have to suffer the consequences of not doing it. Does that make sense?
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Dean. I do appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And I remember having the truth conductor guy on the Father State.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, he wore a mask on his face.
Yeah, that's what he did. I was like, wait, was he on that interview with Jesse? And I was like, oh man, we need to go talk to him. But he's too fast.
Yeah. What the?
What the?
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you. Call me again.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. You remember that guy? Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me go to Virginia and talk to Seth. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, dude?
All is well, Seth. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Question for you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hello? Okay. My question is, I have a family trip to Switzerland next month. For my 80-year-old grandfather, and my band has a gig on the 17th, and I already committed to going to this trip, but I accidentally said yes to this show. It's actually in D.C., or Arlington, I should say, but I want to make sure I'm making the right call by going with my family to Switzerland and not doing the show.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
And so your question for me is what?
Should I, with my band, play the show in Arlington, or should I stick with my plans to go to Switzerland?
Which one is most important to you?
I mean, I think it's most important for me to be with my family, to be honest.
Why?
It's just a once-in-a-lifetime deal to do Switzerland.
So you believe going to see your granddaddy's birthday is more important than going to making money?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Are you living with your parents or something?
Yeah, I'm living with my grandmother.
How old are you?
26.
Why are you living with your grandmama?
Oh my! To make a long story short, I moved out, living with my girlfriend and moved in with my grandmother.
So you moved in from one mama to another one?
Yes, sir.
No wonder you can't make a decision.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about this. You're a grown man, right?
Yes.
You're 26, right?
Yes.
You have a band. You have an opportunity to go and make some money. Your family going to go on a trip to visit grandpa for a birthday, but you're an individual grown man. You need to earn a living for yourself, and it's hard for you to decide what to do?
Yeah, I mean, the gig, I guess, it just doesn't seem as important, just because I guess I get a lot of them, but you're making an excellent point.
No, that was a question. It wasn't a point.
What was your question?
I mean, you're a grown man. You're living with grandma now. You just moved out of your girlfriend's house. You moved into grandma's house, right?
Yeah.
You don't have your own place, right?
Right.
If you're making a lot of money from your gigs, why don't you have your own place?
Well, I don't really make any money from the gigs.
Oh, I thought you just said you cannot take this job because you make a lot of money or you get a lot of gigs.
Well, I think when we spoke last time, I was concerned about being able to take the gig because I had two jobs, but they've been like kind of few and far between.
I'm confused. Why would you decide? I mean, why is there a conflict between you taking a job and you're going to get paid for it when you play the gigs, right?
Yeah.
And going to grandpa's house. Why is that even up for discussion for you as a grown man?
Just because I feel bad. I feel bad, I guess. I feel bad for not staying, I guess, the duration of the trip.
You feel bad for what now?
Yeah, just for not, I wouldn't be able to stay for the entirety of our trip in Switzerland. So
why
I
do
feel
you,
bad that I'm.
Why do you even have to go?
Well, my mother paid for my trip, so it was kind of a family thing.
Did you tell her to pay for it?
I did not, no.
And if you don't want to go, tell her you're not going and turn the ticket back in or give it to someone else. When will you grow up and stop having to go on these family trips? You're a grown individual man now. And mama's never going to stop you from doing it.
Right.
Do you understand? Mama is never going to stop planning the trip with you being a part of it. You're an individual. Why can't you make your own decision and go out and do your own thing? You ain't no little boy where you got to go on every family trip anymore.
Right.
Why don't you see it that way?
Well, my brother just got out of the Navy, and then he's going to go to Japan. He's going to start living in Japan, like, the following week, so it's kind of be, like, my last time to see my brother before he leaves, but I guess that's not really that big a deal.
So your brother, you're going to see your brother in Switzerland?
Yeah, yeah.
He
lives in Virginia.
Is your brother in Virginia right now?
He is.
And you're in Virginia?
Yeah.
And your brother going to go from there to Japan?
Yeah.
Can't you go over there to the house and see your brother before he leave?
I can't.
I don't understand why issue with that. What's the problem with that?
No, you're right.
No, that was a question.
There's no problem with that.
Why can't you go and say, hey, brother, you're going to Japan? See you later. Bye. Oh, because he's going to eat a lot of rice over there. But why can't you?
Right.
Why can't you just go over there and say bye?
Yeah, I just want to go do this thing with my family so bad.
Why?
It'd just be nice. I really want to try and get sober. I've been trying to get sober for a long time.
But which is most important for you, to grow up and be a man, or to follow your mama on these family trips?
To grow up and be a man.
And is going to Switzerland going to make you sober?
For a week at least.
You're going to go over there and get drunk too, believe me.
Oh, no. It's from weed, not beer or anything.
You can't smoke weed in Switzerland?
Maybe you can. I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, you're going to smoke some weed over there, too.
No, I hope not.
Oh, no, you will. Seth, hold on for me. All right, let me take a quick break.
Yeah.
888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me give you the rundown, and I'm going to be real clear because Joel is here to help me with this. At 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Take it, Joel. Tell us to be clear, because I'm black and slow, and this is too much for me to read. What's happening at 2 p.m. today?
Yeah, so
and I know you told me over and over again. He has told me before, to be honest. But and he wrote it down for me. He told me, he reminded me, and still I forgot. What's happening at 2 p.m. today?
So at 2 p.m. today, we are doing a live episode of our brand new show, the Punchy TV show. It's just Punchy TV, but it's on YouTube. And we are releasing, we are going live at 2 p.m. today. So the very first episode, which will be live today at 2 p.m., is live, and the following episodes afterwards will be premiered. So today at 2 p.m., you want to make sure you check out the Punchy TV brand new show with the JLP Network host at 2 p.m. today for a live episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Pacific time. And is there a difference between Punchy.TV and Punchy TV?
Yes.
What the Punchy. See, I'm just here. I just talk. They do the work.
Punchy.TV is our network. Our network,
oh, okay.
Yeah, which is we stream all the shows from, which you can go to Punchy.TV and stream everybody's show from there. But Punchy TV is the new show that we're releasing, live episode today, that is on YouTube and also on Instagram as well. So it's two different things, Punchy TV and then Punchy.TV.
All right. So to repeat that, at 2 p.m. Pacific time today, we're having a brand new show hosted by the JLP Network. All right? So tune in for a live episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time on Punchin TV. Don't Perfect. Miss it. All right? You don't want to miss it. It's different than everything. All right? And then, I'm right about that, right?
Yeah.
And then at 4 p.m., you're doing your show at 4 now, right, Nick? At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby natural energy given to you, him, by God, all right, at 4 p.m. So we got a lot going on. Write it down in your little calendar on your iPhone, iPad, and if you're old like me, on the desk, on a piece of paper, and keep it in your back pocket. Thank you, Joe. It's clear now, right?
Yes, clear. Thank you.
What are you talking about today on your show?
I'm going to talk about God, the Indian Giver.
Who? What?
The Indian Giver, God.
You call God an Indian Giver?
I'll explain it on the show today, but it's going to be interesting. I watched a documentary of this person on somewhere.
Right.
And I'm going to be, it was so interesting, and I'm going to be talking about that. It's like the celebrity singer. So you have to tune in today at 11 a.m. Pacific time if you want to see who I'm talking about.
It's all interesting already. I'm like, what the? One quick question.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I listen to your show, I hear people, guys calling in.
Yeah.
And they be saying things that I don't quite understand. I'm black and slow, so probably not. It's just my understanding. Should I ask you?
What?
How come, where does this idea come from that a real man take care of a woman?
Oh, my gosh.
His wife. A man's supposed to have a job. If you ain't got no job, you ain't no real man. Where did that come from?
That's such a great question, and that's like a huge thing.
It's almost like a religion.
Exactly.
It ain't in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible, and it's from the world, for one. And they teach you that the man got to have all this money, and that the woman should only get the man if he has a lot of money. And if he doesn't have a little money, leave him. And that's what a lot of women believe. And they just got it from the world because it makes the men feel good if they got puffed up and they got this money and they just paying for everything. But he's weak and doesn't really have anything. He's not a real man. So it's just like this false version of manhood that they get it from.
I even hear some guys say, even if a man is married, he got to take care of the woman. He's supposed to be taking care. It's God given right to take care of the woman. It ain't like that.
Right.
You just have to do your thing.
Yeah. And that will come, though, too. It's like the money and all that stuff will come.
It'll happen.
Yeah. But people forget, and they don't even mention the fact that you want a woman needs a man that she can follow.
Spiritually.
Yeah, spiritually. And he's strong and he's grounded. So if she's going crazy, he can help pull her out of her hell.
Especially if you want her. She might not want to come out, though.
Right. Especially if you want to.
The point is given, taken.
And that's the thing. But they think that, no, the criteria is he's got money. That's always the first priority.
That is insane, though.
I know. I hear that all the time. And then I fight with the guys on the show. I was like, no, that's not it. But
that's bad information.
I know. It's a mess. It's almost better that she thinks that you have no money, because then you get to see if she really likes you in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So hide all your stuff before she even find out you got anything.
And money, having a job, and having money don't make you a man at all.
Exactly.
It really doesn't make you a man at all. It makes you, allows you the opportunity to function on this earth, buy yourself some food, have a roof over your head, take care of your family, if you have a family. You ain't got to have a family, but if you have a family.
Yeah.
But it don't make you a man at all. Satan's children got money.
Yeah.
They have a job.
And I was talking to someone on the phone, too, on my show, and I was mentioning that it was a lady who called in, and I said that all that the woman needs to know is that there's food on the table and that they're healthy and that they have a place to sleep, and that's all she needs to care about. And if their bank account says zero, she shouldn't even know, for one.
That's right.
Or for two, she shouldn't be stressing, because that's the bills are paid, food's on the table, the family's okay, and that's all that matters.
Just follow the light of her husband.
Exactly.
And set out and be quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen, folks, money, having a job, don't make you a man at all. You can be a pimp with a job.
Right.
So that's a false idea. Stop preaching that. What makes you a man is your return to the Father. You're led by the truth. Not money. Period. Not a job. No matter how many jobs you have. Ain't no such thing. You got to have a job. You must have a real man have a job. That's so crazy. How you stand that?
Maybe people will believe me now that they hear you say it. They hear somebody backing me up.
Well, I don't want to go over again.
Yeah.
But that's like an insane idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Great point. No, thank you.
So, Joel Friday, y'all need to listen to it, then y'all see what I'm talking about. I don't hear, because of my schedule, I don't hear to Joel show every day, but whenever I do, I really try to listen to it. I'll be hearing some stuff, and I'm thinking Joel going to tell this person how to cow you the cabbage. At 11 a.m.,
nice.
Joel Friday TV. For those who have not heard it, make sure you listen today. And you want me to put it away after that. Thank you, dear.
Nice. Thank you.
Let me go back to Seth. Love, poor Seth. Seth. Hey, Seth.
Hello.
From Virginia. Hey, Seth.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I thought you were pulling me again, pulling my leg.
No. So, Seth, because of time, let me do this. How old are you?
So I'm 26.
And you just moved from your girlfriend's house back to your grandma's house, right?
Yes.
Your mama bought a ticket for you to go to Switzerland with them to granddad's birthday, right?
Yeah.
And you have a gig coming up. And do you have another job too?
I work full time.
You work full time, and you have a band, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You, living with grandma, gonna let your mama buy a ticket, a grown man who should be out on his own, living his life. You don't need to be going on family trips anymore. You gonna let mama drag you back to Switzerland.
Right.
All for a thrill.
Yes.
Why? When will you grow up?
When I go back early to do the gig.
Go back where early? From Switzerland?
Yeah, I will grow up when I go back from Switzerland early to go back to Virginia.
But if you go, Mama's not going to let you go back. She's going to make you feel guilty.
She'll make me feel guilty, but I can pay my I have money to go back early. My band offered to pay for me to come back early.
I can't believe that your band would even have a person like you as a part of the band, being a grown man, living at home with grandma, just moved away from your girlfriend. They gotta coerce you to come back and do a job, be responsible for yourself, to be a grown up. Why would they have you in the band?
But from what I observe, I'm not the only one, so it gives me leeway, but that's the only reason.
You're not the only one, but, what?
Well, I'm not to make an excuse, right? But
right.
There is another member of my band that is also, like, not following through, so I think it just makes it acceptable for me to...
When will you take responsibility for your own life? When will you get from underneath your mother's skirt tail? When will you stop letting mama control you?
Hoping by the end of today.
You got to grow. Your mama don't love you. She hates you, and she loves the control she has over you, just as your girlfriend had control over you. Grandmama got control over you. They're not going to set you free. You're going to have to break away from it. And then your brother going to Japan. If you want to say goodbye to your brother, go over to the house there in Virginia and tell your brother bye. Bye, brother. Yeah. I wish you well. You are no longer a baby. You don't have to go on road trips anymore. When you want to take a trip to Switzerland, as a grown man, you go. But now you're trying to build your life as an individual.
Right.
Mama, at every family event, every family trip, Mama going to make sure you go. You're going to be 90 years old and follow Mama. And she go, oh, the family. This is a family thing. You're no longer part of the family, man. You're not a baby.
Right. Thank you for saying all that. I've been, like, really lost in that.
What did your father say about this?
You know what? I haven't really talked to my dad about it. I talked to my dad about some other stuff recently, but it's just a weird one talking to my dad.
It's weird talking to him about these things?
I guess not necessarily. It's just sometimes my dad, he's kind of like 180 degrees this way and 180 degrees that way. He kind of like flip-flops, so, and like, majority of my family has told me to go. So I just kind of assume he'd probably tell me the same thing. So I never really asked.
But unless majority of your family are blind, they don't care about you either. That's why they tell you to go. They're all emotional and into the ego thing too. But why don't you know that you have a job, you have a band, You're living with grandmama. You need to be out on your own, out of grandmama's house. Why don't you already know you should not be taking this trip and that it's a setup by your mama? Why don't you already know that? Why don't your situation dictate what you should do?
I think I've just been, recently I've just been, like, very depressed, and I've just been kind of thinking to myself that trip would be nice. Like I was saying, it'd be nice to try and get sober, I guess. But I guess to follow up what you were saying about the thrills, I guess it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense if it's just thrill seeking.
It's just a thrill. When you come back, you're still going to be depressed.
Right.
It's not going to take away depression at all. It's just going to cover it up for a few days. You're going to be over there grinning and carrying on. As soon as you get back home, you're going to be depressed again because the spirit of depression is still with you.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about all that.
What would happen if you went and just say, hey, I'm not going on this trip? Why not just, what would happen if you just said that?
I think it would make me feel a lot more relieved.
It
and
would.
Yeah, it would upset my mom a little bit.
And do you care?
It would upset me. No, I don't.
Then why don't you tell mama how the cow ate the cabbage? Because mama is not going to let you go. Every holiday, every birthday, every family so-called trip, mama going to make sure you go.
Right.
Because it's all for her ego. It's not that mama loves you. And it's not that mama care that much that you're there, but mama loved and control of making the world rotate around her.
Yeah, she does. She does like to do that.
But yeah, as an adult man, you still allowed her to do it. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
You went and told her?
Yes, I did.
So why can't you speak up to her now?
Well, I thought I was doing the right thing.
What's
by
right?
Going.
What's right about this? You got a job. Two jobs. You live with grandmama. What's right about going to Switzerland?
Right, right.
No, no, that's a question.
Nothing. Right, nothing.
And don't let the family members talk you into it either, because the family members are followers. They're not individual thinkers at all. They're not free.
Right, right.
They're into emotions. They really want to make mama feel good. So they're not going to be able to tell you because they can't stand up for themselves.
Right. Well, I have another question for you.
Okay. Are you doing the silent? Don't forget your question. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Oh no. I am not. No.
Well, suffer and die. What? It's time to grow up, Seth.
Yeah.
We need leaders in America. Go ahead.
So, like, my dad, kind of was saying, he's, like, kind of 180 degrees this way and that way. He, like, the reason why I don't really like talking to him is that he's just, like, he's kind of, like, just super liberal. Not that I have anything wrong with, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, per se, but it's just, like, he gives me the advice that you're giving me now, but then he's just a very emotional person, so it's hard for me to kind of accept it. It's like the saying, it's like, do as I say, but not as I do kind of thing. That's right. That's who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
he like cheated on my mom when I was a kid. And
nice.
Yeah, really nice. And yeah, and so like,
are you bothered that he cheated on your mother?
I used to be a lot.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, because he cheated on her, not you.
Right.
But
I mean, you know what's funny? I was listening to your, I guess you could call it maybe a sermon, but whatever you were saying at the church yesterday, and it's funny, like, how simple, like you were saying, life is, and it's like, you know, as bad as it is, like, even, like, the guy, Alex, his legs, like, aren't working, but he's able to get up. And what I notice is that, like, I'm an amazing musician, and I guess I wouldn't trade my trauma for the world, because had it not been for all that, I don't think I'd be here.
I'm sorry, you're an amazing musician, you say?
Yeah, tooting my own horn here.
Right on. But you say if it weren't for your trauma, it was not for your trauma, you wouldn't be a musician?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have the love I have for it, the passion.
I understand.
For all the pain I had to go through.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. And so what about your father?
So, I guess I just have trouble, like, communicating with him because he's so emotional. I guess if you can't tell, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Have you forgiven him?
Yeah, I have, actually.
And so what's your question about him? What's your question about that?
Just like when I, because I didn't really know to go to him. Well, I thought about going to him for advice, but I just like couldn't, because I just kind of knew it was going to be the same as old advice everybody else was going to give me. So,
right. And so your question is what?
How do I just have that conversation, like, I don't know, without being so obsessed with, just like obsessed with how it's going to go. Like, I don't.
You have what conversation?
Just like having a conversation with my dad. I think it's hard for me to talk to him because it's like hard for me not to point out all the flaws in him that irritate me.
So you still get angry at his weakness when you see his weakness?
I don't get necessarily, like, angry. I don't get, like, frustrated. It's frustrating that his weaknesses are, like, his personality. So, it like his personality is just, like, kind of just, I hate to say it, but he's just kind of a weak guy. So it's, like, talking to him is just kind of, like, barf.
Yeah. I understand. Can I get you to hold for one moment? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, man, we're talking all afternoon, aren't we?
Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. One more hour to go. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. There was a drug bust on the border in Arizona, and the Ukraine got their F-16s. North Korea's got building up their military zone against South Korea. Victory is in sight for Israel, says Bibi. Miss USA is an army officer, Afro-Latina woman, and an American won the 100-meter dash. It's not a 100-yard dash, right? 100-meter dash in the Olympics, barely. Everybody broke 10. Pretty good, pretty fast, huh? And I don't have any information about the market crash. Somebody said Hake needs to cover the market crash, or it's the biggest news of the day, but Hake doesn't have it for you. Maybe I'll mention it from the ladies at the Skim on the Hake Report, which is coming up after the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. But it is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. You can call in, guys. It is Female Monday, but we're talking to men and women. Men with the female spirit, right? Shout out. And it's Monday, August 5th, AD 2024, guys. Hour three is coming right up. But first, hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Arizona said they recently seized the largest amount of fentanyl pills in the agency's history. A 20-year-old was detained at the Lukeville Port of Entry in Arizona after attempting to transport around 4 million fentanyl pills. Fentanyl is what's killing a lot of whites and others. Man, weighing more than 1,000 pounds per the agency, the CBP, Customs Border Protection, seized more than 15,000 pounds of fentanyl so far in just the year 2024 AD. So it says federal data. Fentanyl is a strong synthetic opioid. It's about 50 times more potent than heroin. And it was involved in almost 70% of overdose deaths last year, they say, per data from the Scared Woman-led CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So much for prevention, right? This narcotic kills tens of thousands of people in the United States annually. Wow. And Ukraine. Ukraine confirmed that F-16 fighter jets have arrived in the country for the first time since Russia's invasion began. Sounds like an escalation to me. The delivery marks a new chapter for the country's air force, so said the unchristian president Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday. Strained Ukrainian forces are working to protect their skies against Russian missiles. Zelensky said he's grateful to partners, and especially to the first countries that accepted Kiev's requests for the aircraft. I thank Denmark, the Netherlands, and the United States. And to all our partners, we appreciate your support, he said. His voice is sort of similar to that. Russia maintains air superiority over Ukraine, but experts say the F-16s offer a significant improvement in Kiev's weaponry. They love war, don't they, these globo homo people? What a mess. 250 new missile launchers in North Korea. North Korea claims that they are sending 250 missile launchers towards the South Korean border in the latest escalation of Kim Jong-un's weapons program. The border between the two Koreas is one of the most militarized in the world, and Pyongyang, that's North Korea's capital, has long claimed that they have huge amounts of military hardware pointed south. South Korea is the global homo one, and North Korea is the dictator one, or something like that. And victory is in sight. So says Israel's prime minister, based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. A lot of you guys disagree with me that he's based, because you guys say that he wants America to fight against Iran or something. So you can call in to Hake, or to JLP or Super Chat, and we'll talk it out. But anyway, they are near the stated goal of eliminating Hamas and destroying their military capabilities. However, new data casts doubts on his claims, according to CNN. Several Hamas units have recently made a comeback in key areas cleared by the Israeli military and their intensive bombardment. What a mess going on in the world. I'll have to tell you about the Miss USA and other stuff. But now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. I'm James Eake.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, Alasisia, Galatians, doozy. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Isn't that amazing? You can, if you're out working out or doing whatever you're doing, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comment read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Monday. We take all calls, but ladies first on Mondays. Every Monday is Female Monday. All my life I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
All my life I had to fight.
You told Hoppo to beat me.
888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Seth out of Virginia. And Seth's trying to make a decision whether to go to Switzerland with the family, with mama and everybody, to grandpa's birthday, or stay home and work his gig, get paid, and then go to work and get out of grandmama's house. And Seth is asking about his father. And Seth, you said that it's difficult to talk to your father because he's so emotional and it's just hard to communicate with him, right?
Yeah, he just got prescribed, like, Adderall, and it just made him, like, exponentially worse.
Well, here's what I recommend. Don't resent him, all right? Drop the anger. He can't help it. He's having the same problem that you're having, standing up to mama, saying no, getting your own place and doing your thing. His mama messed him up as well.
Right.
And that's why
I live with her.
Right. And that's why he cheated on your mama, because he resents your mother and he resents his mother and he can't help it. So you got to forgive him. And so if he doesn't have the information, just don't worry about it. Don't just start thinking for yourself.
Right.
Here's what I recommend. Yeah. Do what you want now. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me ask. You said that you were depressed or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you depressed?
I think I was just depressed because I was just not willing to, like, I don't know, like, not willing to, I don't know, come out of it. Not able to, not able to really think. I wasn't able to just like sit back and think. I was just always constantly in the mind palace going about how I can fix the problem in my head.
And so do you think going to Switzerland is going to end your depression?
No.
And so you said your mind palace. What's that mean?
The mind palace. It's like it's just like a funny term that my cousin and I like to use for like the place that you go in your mind to like try and like cozy up and like figure out how to, or like to solve the problem. You know, in life, so you go to the mind palace to like. Mind palace is all beautiful and pristine, where all the thoughts are, you know, perfect and everything. So you go there to like solve the problem, but it's the mind palace. It's like a coping mechanism. You go there to chew on it, actually.
So you made that title up, mind palace. You made that up yourself?
Yeah. My cousin and I made that up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you smoke weed?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
What does depression feel like?
Depression just feels like kind of just like an inability to act.
Okay. And when you are depressed, who is depressed?
Whatever that soul is inside of me that's feeling it, that's what's depressed.
But the soul can't feel depression.
So say your question one more time.
So when you are feeling depression, who is feeling depressed?
Just the, just me emotionally feeling depressed.
You can't be depressed.
Okay, so if I'm feeling that, right? Then what do you call that?
You're lost in your mind and emotion. It's in the body. It's in the mind and body. It's in thoughts and feelings, but it's not in you. It's not you at all. But you're calling it you by saying, I am depressed. And when you say, I am depressed, you're taking on a false identity, because it's impossible for you to be depressed. You can never be depressed. The fake you that you're calling you is depressed. And all it is evil inside of you, because you're living in your mind and you're calling thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You're calling them you, when they're not you.
Yeah.
You're living in your head.
Mind palace.
Whatever.
I hope I hear you. I hope you use that, man. That's for you.
All right. Thank you. Mind palace.
Stay out the mind palace.
And why did your girlfriend throw you out?
Oh, man, I threw myself out.
Okay. So here's what I recommend. I have to run, but here's what I recommend. Do what you want. I would not go on this trip. Tell your mother you ain't going, And if the family member try to force you, tell them to go. You're not going. You do that gig. You save your money. You do your other job that you have. You do the silent prayer morning and night so you can start being present instead of limiting your imagination. So you can grow up, get your own place, and start living your own life.
Okay.
And then you're going to see the light of God will show you and answer all of your questions. I'm telling you, the light will guide you. The Spirit of the Father will guide you in every area of life. But you got to take your eyes off your father, your earthly father, forgive him, forgive your mother, and stop allowing your mother to haul you around to make herself feel good. Because it ain't about you. Your mama is doing this for herself. She doesn't care two hoops and a holler about you at all.
Right.
It's all for gifts really for mama.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right?
Yeah. I love mama, but she on some stuff.
If you love mama, you'll be honest with her and tell her, I'm not going. Stop trying to control me. Stop playing that. I'm not going to fall for your trick anymore. Be honest with her.
Okay.
And try to grow up and get out from under grandmama's skirt tail.
Yes, sir.
How old are you again?
I'm 26.
26, and you living with mama.
Yeah.
Doesn't that like feel, no wonder you're depressed.
Yes, yes.
Grow up, man. Forgive, do the silent prayer. Work, save your money, get your own place. A little place doesn't have to be expensive and all that. But it's a start, and one thing will lead to another one, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Start speaking up to your mama, your daddy, but just don't resent.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I'm excited.
You excited?
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, I am.
About what?
I don't know. Having a much clearer point of view.
And then your brother going to Japan, you don't have to go all the way over to Switzerland to tell him bye. Go over there on Virginia Road and tell him bye.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. All right.
I wish you well, man. Let me
I
know.
Wait. I'm going to listen to this back. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Peace.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Sarah. Smile. Out of Arizona, Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. It's me. I was wondering if we could get together to go over. Sarah?
Yes.
You just called to say hi?
No, I hear Joelle talking in the background. Okay. So.
You hear Joelle right now?
Yeah, now I hear you.
But why were you hearing Joelle?
I don't know. There's something going on in my ear. Right now you're talking, like, saying your JLP network.
Oh, that
you
was...
don't hear that?
No, let me find out what's going on, Sarah. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay. Okay.
What is Sarah talking about?
She's just listening. I think she's just listening to the show on a different device. Just turn it off, Sarah. Mute it. You got two things playing at the same time. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's what it is? Sarah, turn off the show. You're booming. You're a boomer. Sarah?
Jesse, I'm...
Okay. Are you there?
Yes. Are you there?
No.
I'm halfway there.
That's for sure. Go ahead, sir. Why you call?
Well, okay. So I've actually heard your biblical question on hold, but I was calling to let you see for yourself. I can't say that it is flat earth, but I can say it's not a spinning ball going 1,000 miles an hour around the sun.
You can say that for sure?
I can prove it, and I can have you see it for yourself.
I see a note here that says you want to prove to me and Hake that the Earth is flat, right?
Not necessarily that it's flat, that it's just not a spinning ball.
Hake,
I don't know what
Hake,
it is.
Come here, Hake, and let Sarah prove it to you. Hake is coming in real fast.
Yeah, because I always hear him. I always piping in on how, like, ridiculous it seems. But if they lied to us about everything else, why wouldn't they lie about that?
You said that you always hear Hake and how ridiculous he is?
No, how he says that flat Earth sounds ridiculous to him. Like, when people talk about it, he acts like it's ridiculous.
Okay. So he's here now. Can you hear him?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, James.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
So, I don't know that it's a flat Earth. I just know that it's not a spinning ball going 1,000 miles an hour around the sun.
And how do you know that for sure?
Well, I can see for myself, and once you see it, you can't unsee it.
And how do you see that it's not going around 1,000 miles an hour? How do you see that?
If it's going 1,000 miles, first of all, I know when I'm going 100 miles an hour. I know when I'm going 1 mile an hour. I know that I'm not moving at all. I know I'm not, it's not, the ground isn't spinning, and we don't have gravity sticking us to it.
Oh, you don't think gravity is holding you, keeping you from falling off?
No.
Well, okay.
If there's an atmosphere around the globe, right, and that all of that spinning together, that's why you can't feel that you're moving, right? Is that what we think?
Is that what you think, Hank?
James?
Yeah, I think that we're spinning through space.
Right. So, but you think there's an atmosphere, that's why we can sit here and the clouds aren't moving, right?
Right. Yeah, the atmosphere is part of the Earth.
It's all spinning with us, and therefore
we
can't feel it, right? Okay, so, but then if you think about stars, they're outside of our atmosphere. They're light years away, right? They're millions of light years away, the stars, all of them. Correct?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. So why then, when I sit in my swimming pool and look straight up, I can see the North Star. And then 6 hours later, I can look at the sky, and that star is still right there. If we're moving, that star would still be right there for me to see it. It'll stay for 8-10 hours. So explain that one.
But that's the one that doesn't move, because it's like,
okay, then
it's kind of on our axis.
The North Star, any bright star, any star you see.
No, the other stars spin.
When you go back and look at it in an hour, it's still there.
But it's a different part. But it's in a different part of the sky. The rest of them.
No, it's in the same exact spot. I can lay looking for 1 hour straight, right at the sky. And if it's moving that fast, there's no way it would still be in the same spot
an hour later
or 2 hours later.
All the other stars
are
not.
That's what I'm telling you. You can go see for yourself, because that's something you can actually go test and
so
see.
So you look
like,
at...
Oh, my
you
gosh,
look
she's
the,
right. Those stars didn't move.
Even the sun doesn't stay in the same spot.
In my backyard.
So Sarah,
right up, and it's still right there.
So what? Sarah, when you sat in your pool for a whole hour and looked up at the sky?
Oh, yeah.
You were looking up at the sky for an hour?
More than an hour.
What's
three
wrong
hours.
With you?
It's Phoenix, Arizona. It's so hot here. Like,
but ain't that hot.
Turned into a raisin.
Oh, yeah. No, you get shade, but it's hot.
So when I see falling stars from the sky... Are they falling from the sky, or are they falling from the flat Earth?
Well, they're falling from the sky, obviously.
And so they're falling from the sky. I do see stars falling from the sky. You're saying they're falling from the sky. So if they're falling from the sky, how can it be flat Earth?
Well, the sky, God, if you believe in the Bible, do you believe in the Bible, the Holy Bible, to be true? Because in Genesis, when he separates water from water, the outer space is water. We've never been to the moon. That's absolutely ridiculous. So if they lied about going to the moon, they would lie about it being a spinning
but
ball
Sarah,
going 1,000
Sarah,
miles an hour. And
Sarah,
in the Bible,
hey Sarah,
what?
If
what?
I'm looking at the sky, stars falling from the sky, how can
they're
the earth be flat?
Falling.
How can it be flat when I'm looking at them fall from the earth?
What do you mean fall from the earth? They're not falling from the earth. They're falling out of the sky.
Right. They're falling out of the sky down onto the earth.
Right. Because the earth is not moving. The stars are.
You're talking about shooting stars?
Yes.
Those are cool. Those are different.
Those
from,
are awesome.
Those ones aren't light years away.
Also,
those
are ones.
Okay, so. I used to see them late at night down in Alabama.
Yeah.
And the sky is just full of stars, right? Just
right.
Loaded with stars.
James,
and then
you
see
think,
falling stars falling away like that.
Yeah, those are cool. But
that's
those aren't
awesome.
Actual
the
stars.
Sky is a clock to tell us God's signs and signs for seasons and days and all that stuff. That's what God made it for.
You know that before the fall, the water used to come from the ground, right? From the bottom of the earth, right? Sarah?
Yes.
It was a mist.
Yes.
And then once the fall happened, the water now fall from the sky.
In the clouds.
Right.
In the cloud, right?
After he made
That's
it rain for
above.
40 days and 40 nights after the flood, yes.
And so if the earth is flat, why is it coming from the sky?
Because there's still a sky. God's still in the heavens above.
But, and there's waters in the clouds. Right.
Right.
The cloud, the sky is water, in my opinion. That part
no,
I can't prove. But
that's right. The sky ain't water.
So, okay, but
the sky is not water. The water comes from the cloud.
And that we spin around the stationary sun, right?
No.
The
no,
sun
the sun is spinning
stationary?
And moving, too. The sun is going through space as well.
Where is it going?
Over there.
Who knows? God knows.
It's going
no,
over there when we need
silly.
It over here.
No,
the reason
it's fine where it is.
God gave us the sun. After separating water from water, he made land appear, and then he put all the beasts on the land and all that, blah, blah, blah. However, in the Bible, he stops the sun two different places in the Bible. I don't know exactly where, and I can't quote it, but two places, I've read it, in two places he stops the sun. He stops the sun from moving, and it's what's moving and making days. Sunrise and sunset, it's moving, we're not. That's all. I just want you to notice it, because they have
no,
lied about
that's
absolutely
just...
everything. My whole life has been, like, from public school, a lie.
But you're making
so
an assumption about what the Bible is saying. The Bible is not saying that that's what literally happened. It's just talking from the people's perspective. From our perspective,
okay,
it looked like
no,
the sun
Genesis,
stopped.
No, in Genesis, it's God's perspective. When
no,
he
it's
made
not.
On
it's
day
Moses
one,
is
he
writing.
Made light appear. And then on day two, where does
Sarah,
he...
Sarah, is that God's writing...
It like a basketball
Sarah,
and throw
Sarah,
it into outer space.
Sarah,
it would
Sarah,
it doesn't.
Sarah.
What?
Is it God's writing in the new in the Genesis or Moses' writing?
I'm not sure who actually wrote it.
It ain't God.
I'm saying,
hey, come
if
back.
You believe
it's
the
just
Bible,
written from a simple, normal,
the
so that
Bible,
people can understand.
Listen, Sarah.
Then
listen.
You have to believe we're not moving.
Listen, Sarah.
What?
Yes.
It's just written from a simple, normal people's perspective. It's not meant to be taken like, oh, this means that. You're,
so is it a lie?
No, it's a lie.
Is
what you're thinking?
A lie?
No, your interpretation is a lie.
No, my interpretation is words on paper. I just read it. The
and
same
you make
Bible
an assumption
read,
about what it means.
It says this, no, it says the same words, and those words in English mean exactly what it says, and it's very
and
simple.
Not what you're saying. It doesn't mean what you're saying.
No, it does say what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't.
Sarah, Nick has
we're
a,
not moving.
And the Bible doesn't say
Earth
we didn't go to the moon.
Moving.
Sarah,
we're not a spinning ball.
Sarah,
we've never
the Bible,
been to the moon.
The Bible
no
doesn't
one's
say
ever
that.
Been to outer space.
Is that in the Bible?
What? What?
John
no,
McCain went
eyes.
To outer space.
Believe me, when I
did he?
Right in the middle of 2020.
Oh
hindsight,
no, he was in the military, right?
2020, yeah. Right?
John McCain
in
was
June
in the military, not in space.
God, let me see. He
oh,
cleared my
Lord.
Eyes, and now I can see. I'm serious.
Sarah.
What?
Nick has a question for you. The anchor baby has a question. Hold on, then we got to
okay.
move. I got so many calls to get to. Anchor Baby has a question.
I thought late women
you're saying
talk
that
today.
The, you're saying, Sarah, the stars don't move besides the North Star, right? All the stars don't move?
No, I'm saying the stars move. We don't move. Earth doesn't move. It's
no, but you're saying when you look up at the stars, they stay in the same spot?
Yeah, for a
all
day.
All of them and not just the North Star?
All of them.
No
yeah.
further
you can
questions.
Stand
I don't
in
need
one
to continue
spot in your driveway. In the same spot, facing the same way, look directly up, find a star, and then in 2 hours, go back to that same spot in your driveway and look up. That star is going to be there, and if we're moving, it would no way be there. It can't possibly still be
no,
there.
No, it's just in a different part of the sky.
And if you're on an airplane and the ball's spinning from east to west, 1,000 miles an hour, how come you're not going back in time when you fly? When you fly back to Detroit from here, from Phoenix, when I come back, I'm not going back in time.
But you gain a little bit of time if we go, if
now,
you, depending
the
on the time zone.
Same exact length of trip, maybe 3 or 4 minutes because of the wind.
Hey, Sarah.
That's it. It's the same number of hours trip.
Sarah.
But, because you're in the side of the atmosphere. Anyway, go ahead.
I know, with the airplane. However, but if the ball's still going, we should be... And if it's going
Nick
east made to
a
west,
point
how
that
come we're not going
Nick made
backwards?
A, Nick yeah, made a point that nothing that you said... is even agreed to by the other flat earthers. All the flat earthers acknowledge
about?
that the stars don't stay in the same spot in for an
I
hour.
I never said they do.
Yeah, you did. You said you go back, you come back in this
and
2 hours later, and it's the same spot. And I said, no, it's not.
For yourself. Look for yourself
I have.
At night. You can prove it to yourself. No, go tonight now that I said
no,
that.
No, I can't. No, I already did.
No, you get shot.
No, you're not. You
I don't
didn't
go out
do
at
that.
Night.
You're not telling the truth because if you
no,
yes,
I am.
See what I'm saying.
Now you're a liar.
No, you're lying. You're lying about it, saying you
I
already
never
tested
lie.
It.
No, I've seen the sky. I've seen the stars move
there?
From one part
you
of the sky to the other part.
You never tested what I just said. No way did you, because there's no way you.
Everybody
think
knows
you're
that the stars
moving.
Don't stay in the same spot on the sky.
Watch them. You can stay for an. They stay for 8 hours.
That's like
in
watching
the same
a pot
spot.
Boil.
They don't move.
The pot doesn't look like it's heating up,
hours.
But it's going to boil.
They don't move for all of Aquarius
sure.
and Virgo.
Hey, sure.
They stay for like 10 years. It's an era.
Derek, my producer
that?
Said that she's right. Derek, like,
I
girl, Sarah,
right.
my
you
producer
see
said you're right.
I'll bet you see it.
Hey, Sarah.
I just wanted
Sarah.
Yay!
Sarah, my producer.
Nick's always been the smartest one.
No, that's not Nick.
It's
a black one.
Nick said no further questions because he thinks that you're ridiculous.
Then who says I'm right?
Derek,
the black young guy.
The black guy.
The Zoomer.
Because he sees, black guys see it. they know they've been lied to. And they're like, hey, she's right. Of course they lied about that, too.
Sarah, can you see me right now?
No, I had to turn you off on my YouTube because
okay.
I can put it back on because I was hearing it.
Just
in
have
my
it muted.
Ear.
No. I have a ball in my hand. I think she went away.
All right.
Sarah.
What?
I have Hate's flat earth and round earth in my hand.
It's like a 20-second delay.
Oh, you can't
it's
see
just,
it. And it's a flat, the earth around it is flat, but the sky above is round.
Well, we're not moving, and there is a dome above
no,
us, just like the Bible says, a firmament. There's we're
look.
In a dome. It's like a snow globe.
Sarah, look, it doesn't look like my head is moving around.
Why, when you see a rainbow, it's always curved like a dome?
Sarah,
always
is my hand moving around?
Because it's a globe.
You're not
it's
lying
so obvious.
In color right now for me.
Oh, okay, don't worry. You'll see it later. But
and
Sarah,
I'm not allowed to have it on speakerphone when I call.
How old are you, Sarah?
I'll be 50 this year.
Oh, no. What are you thinking? Flat. Sarah, call
Believe
me. Call me
I've
again.
I've been lied to about a lot of things.
I understand.
Okay.
I do understand.
I will.
Call me again, Sarah, and call Hate at 9 a.m.
Try to understand, Jesse, what I was saying, because I know you don't get it, but one of those guys are smart enough to tell you what I'm talking about.
Okay, call Hake at 9, okay?
Bye.
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 Amazing.
You're supposed to hang up before she clicks.
Oh. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah convinced that the hers is flat. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, more of your phone calls and your super chats, all right? We're going to take calls. Sarah, thank you, Sarah. It's amazing people think that. It's like the people think Jesus God. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Nick, he ain't believe you either. Quick break, back in a moment. You're like, what? So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, that was fun with Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Lord, my sister's up in that pool 5 hours looking straight up. It's hot in Arizona. It ain't that hot. Everybody hot. But baby Jessica's daddy. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then at 11 a.m., because Hake is on from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., the Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then today, for the first day, at 2 p.m. Pacific time, we're doing a live new show hosted by the JLP Network. Yes, we have our own network now, Punchy TV, Punchy.TV. So we're doing a live show today on JLP Network. So tune in for the premiere at 2 p.m., all right? And then you'll be able to catch every episode at 2 p.m. on Mondays, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. Do we have the, oh, we're showing it, right? P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV, Punchy.TV, right? Don't miss it. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Natural energy. The American Anchor Baby got some good stuff coming up for y'all. At 4 p.m. Y'all think that he's like, uh-uh. He going to 4 p.m. because he want to make it right. So you're going to be seeing American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be amazing. Tune in today. You'll see. Amazing. What else? That's it. Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go to... Erica out of Colorado. Let's see here. Erica, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Erica.
Well, I wasn't listening, and Sarah, I hopped on when Sarah was on, and man, was it a thrill for her, and it was intense.
she's convinced right now that the earth is flat. And so Hake has been saying that the earth is not flat. What the?
Well, Hake's an intelligent feller.
Oh, you think so?
It's terrible. How does he say terrible? I love how he says it.
Terrible.
Anyway, yeah, that's right. I have to ask. I called back in April about nightmares. I wasn't doing my morning silent prayer at the time, and now I'm doing both. And then I obviously am present as much through the day, so that preemptively. But I had a nightmare last night, and it was one of my sons dying. And when I got to this actual scene of where he died, like if they were to take you there, I literally woke up. I was about to be sobbing in the dream, and I had like a tear coming from my eye. And I have forgiven my mom, and since I forgave her, I don't cry like her. I'm just so different. But anyway, I literally woke up, and it was like, my question is, it was immediately halted. Like, God woke me up. It's weird. Like, the light came in and stopped the evil of this nightmare, and I couldn't even cry. I couldn't even feel. And then I went right back into bed. I woke up, you know, like went to the bathroom, got back in bed, and I silent prayed back to sleep. But it was like, it was the most intense. I had lots of nightmares because I had fake PTSD, which I no longer have. I don't label myself. But what was that?
You were unconscious.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, you just went unconscious. That's all.
It was insane, Jesse. It's
right.
Like
you were unconscious, so you were back in hell in your imagination.
Back in anger. And you told me last time it's anger.
Yeah.
That's still there.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Just be aware of it and stay with the silent prayer and just stay present. Practice staying present.
As much as I can.
Yeah, okay. And just don't let the devil make a big deal of it. It was just, you were just unconscious, so you fell into the anger, emotional stuff while you were sleeping. All right.
And two little questions. One, what do nightmares ever go away? Even like
yes.
I know you say don't put a plan on how long it's going to take.
Yes,
to get as, where you need to be.
As you the more conscious you become, the more you will be conscious even while you sleep, and the sleep will be beautiful
exactly.
Because you will not go into an unconscious state.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. And then what did you think of Megan Thee Stallion? I know you probably didn't watch it, but the Kamala Atlanta performance.
I did not see it.
It was funny.
Yeah, I
didn't
see it.
Kamala's trying to pull in all the black vote by being ghetto.
Yeah, but they're not going to fall for it. They already don't like her. They know it. And the phony excitement that... The people have, the Democrats are pretending they have. It's just a pretense.
Yes.
It's all an act. They know that this woman doesn't have a chance.
I did see
where the rapper lady was dancing and all that crap. Amazing.
It was hilarious. I didn't even want to give it my time, but I had to go look.
Yeah,
and
no, don't
I
waste
guess
your...
people in the audience had to, like, leave.
Yeah, don't waste
I
your time with that.
I think they paid people to be there.
I don't know.
Well,
but
anyway,
thank you, Erica.
You
too. Call me
Have
again.
Have a beautiful day. Thanks for the help. Okay, we'll do. Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Is it Diana? Dana. Dana out of Washington State. Dana, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Dana.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
I just want to thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome.
And for helping us put on the full armor of God.
Right on.
We're going to need it.
Yeah.
And for making me belly laugh every day. Every day you make me laugh so hard.
Amazing.
I sure appreciate that. I called you for the first time about 4 months ago. I hadn't been listening to you very long, maybe even just 2 days. And, I kept that clip and listened to myself and told myself I never wanted to sound that way again because I was so distraught over my mother. I had listened to a lot of what you had said about forgiving her, and I knew that was a really major thing I needed to do.
Yes.
And I finally did it a few days ago. And even before then, just listening to you doing the silent prayer, watching my thoughts, and some of the things you say about the fact that, you know, we can't judge them.
Yes.
Because we're not their judges. And that, I don't know if people are still grappling with forgiving their mom or dad or whatever, but that is a really helpful thought to keep in mind. And it did really usher in a lot of good things even before I forgived her. But as I described to you on my first call, which I'm sure you don't remember, she's a real tyrant. She had a lot of rage when I was a kid and scared just the heck out of me with it. Very dominating spirit, and knew how to really use that to, of all the three kids, particularly me, to make me very much appeasing to her.
Yep.
And just like that in general. My two siblings, who I really do love very much, we stuck together. We figured her out, and we knew, and we were scared. We were all scared of her, my stepfather included. We all walked on eggshells. But at any rate, so I'm just giving some background about the rage. And then I ended up with a boyfriend just like her that I didn't understand what was going on. He was really rageful as well, really scary as well, and it was like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. So at any rate, all of those things sort of brought me to this point. And so I knew you were right, and I kind of waited. Things were definitely already getting better just because of some of the things you kind of enlightened me to and God and all of that. And I lost my temper with her before I forgave her. I had a moment where I did. It's not very common. But, you know, she is the one person that causes me. It's kind of like fear, terrified fear of her and rage that come out.
Yes.
And it was and because she especially, and not because of, and it's still all ego because my appeasement, and I'm like that with everybody, and I really do tend to get along with people pretty well. But I'm not saying it's not ego-driven. It's because I'm a very pleasing, agreeable person. I like people, you know, I like people in good moods. I don't like when people get upset like that. It's really hard right. for me. But at any rate,
That's a weakness. You try to appease people to get along with people, but that's a horrible way to live because if people know that you're trying to appease them and they would take advantage of you, they resent you for your weakness.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And so it's carried into life, and especially my mom, who.
And so your question for me today is what?
Well, I forgave her, and I did it on the phone, and she was terrible, and said terrible things, and I wasn't angry at all. Anger was already gone, and it's gone now. But her health is really bad, and I'm just feeling guilty. And
feeling
I know
guilty
I shouldn't
about what?
It's made me really look at these thoughts, and guilt has been a horrible thing with her. Guilt that I, because of the things she said to me when I told her that.
Why are you feeling guilty though?
Because she's sick and she has no one. And
that's not your fault. That's her problem.
I still feel evil. I don't know. For some reason I feel evil that.
But who?
That was evil.
But what is evil?
She's already so in suffering in her health so much.
Well, she loves her health. Why are you feeling bad about that?
She does love her health.
So why are you feeling anything, Dana? Your mother loved her misery. Why are you feeling anything about it?
I guess I had this idea. There I go. I thought that was the first problem, that maybe it could go better than it did.
Sarah, that's not your business that your mother loved her misery. Let her live in her misery. You see, God let her live in it, right?
Yeah.
So why you care? You can't even take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's just that.
Sarah.
Hardwired response I have to feeling like everything's my fault.
Sarah.
Dana.
I mean, Dana, yeah. Dana, drop those thoughts so you can drop those. You're doing a horrible thing to yourself by believing that you feel guilty. You can't feel guilty. There's no such thing as you feeling guilty. That's still the ego, which is evil, and you're mm-hmm. worshiping the devil when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forget about your mother. Let your mother go and live her life. When she dies, she's dead. You can't do anything about your mother. Just forgive her and move on with your life. And work on do the silent prayer so you can stay out of your head.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think I didn't do it to her face. I did it on the phone just because she'd been giving me like the silent treatment for 2 weeks over something dumb. And
be done with your mother. You forgive her. Move on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Stay out of those thoughts so you can stop wishing. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And you're idolizing thoughts. You have made them your idol, and you're worshiping thoughts. They are your God. That's why you believe them. They are your God.
Mm-hmm.
Stop idolizing thoughts. Don't make them your idol. And you're always looking for some person to be your idol, some money, something, and now you let it. You allow thoughts to be your idol. You're worshiping them. That's why you believe them. They are your God.
Yeah, that's true.
So drop it. There's no such thing as you feeling guilty. Sarah cannot feel guilty. That is another lie that comes from thoughts. It's impossible for you to feel guilty. And you're doing a horrible thing to yourself by saying to yourself, I feel guilty. That's not true. That's ego.
Yeah.
Forget about your mother. Wish her well. And if she's sick, if she's dying, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
That's her hell. Yeah. You kind of work on coming out of your hell. You can't do anything about your mama's hell.
No, and, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, my mother's never done anything wrong. I guarantee you I'm not one of those people. There's a lot of people that, they're probably, you know, you always point out that that's probably not true. But
it's not true.
And I do not hate my mother, and I am not angry at her right now, but I'm the first one to tell you that she made our lives really difficult. That this the race.
All
that she had.
Mothers do that to all children. They hate their children.
There's never been a time I haven't struggled with her, and she hasn't made things real difficult for all of us. So
I got to run, Sarah, but I want you to call me again. But for now, just forget about her. Move on with your life and let those thoughts about her pass. Let all thoughts pass. Stay with the prayer. You're going to be fine. I promise you if you stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Take care.
All right. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Daryl out of Texas. Daryl, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Daryl.
Okay, so I wanted to... First, I want to commend you because you've been on a legendary run on Twitter. I don't know if you run that account, but the whole Jesus is not God thing, Jesus is the Son of God. The reaction from people is a spectacle. Like, I was arguing with a Bible thumper, which I'll never do again.
Why did you do it in the beginning?
Well, because I was still trying to understand. Because I listened to you say it, and I also read it myself. But then I wanted to see how what I believe fair against, you know, some scrutiny, you know.
But you're never
going to
find what's fair when you argue with the devil. You're arguing with the devil inside of you, and you're arguing with the devil outside of you, inside of others. You should never, ever, ever give room to the devil.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I see that now. And I realized that as I was talking to them, because they was calling me blasphemer. They allow you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You this, you that, you need to repent. I'm just like, it's supposed to provoke feelings inside you to kind of scare you. And that's all that's doing is riling up the devil inside you. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. But I want to say, I was looking for some verses while I was waiting. And I just realized, like, there are no verses that say that Jesus is God. You know, every verse that I found, you know, the ones they love to bring up. John,
there is nowhere in the Bible at all where it says Jesus is God. Jesus, while he was on this earth, he had the Spirit of God inside of him as we have it in us, but he was not God. He was the Son, and he is the Son, and he knew the truth because the Son had the Spirit of the Father in him.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And even further, like when John was baptizing him, God said himself from the heavens, "This is my Son."
Right.
Like I don't see how people can argue with that. But what they do is they just call you names, they call you blasphemer and heretic. And I don't even know if
and
the
so
word
your,
heresy.
Your question
is in the Bible.
Because of time, your question for me is what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have a question anymore because I pretty much debunked what I was going to ask you while waiting.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate you taking my call. Apologies again.
Yeah, you're right, but you're welcome, right. But don't argue with the devil inside of your mind or inside of other people. That's what they want.
Right.
All right?
Uh-huh.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
An answer to the biblical question on X.
Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
You should suffer the consequences of your actions, says Brian, 985-25533. Do we always do that? No. You should, though, says Brian on X.
Thank you. I appreciate you responding, Brian. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Lily Pooh with a rumble rant. What does President Trump say today?
Let me check. Oh, good question.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Now. Thank you.
Thank you, Lily Pooh.
Yeah.
Deontay with a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
I suffer the consequences spiritually, which is all in my head. But there are physical consequences, like having kids in the fallen state. Just my little two cents.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Deontay. Retro Memento with the rumble rant. How did the cow eat the cabbage?
Ask Trump. Watch that discussion with that black female from the national black media stuff. You'll see how the cow ate the cabbage. Trump told her how the cow ate the cabbage. It was amazing. Thank you.
Joelle's Beta Adventure gave a diamond. It's amazing. It's a mess. It's Joelle's Big Beta Adventure.
Joelle Beta Adventure? What does that mean?
I think that it might be a personal attack on one of your network hosts, Joelle Friday.
Thank you. I have no idea what Joelle Beta Avenging me, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the diamond. Cactus Eater Bear with another diamond. Caller Trippin'. Mind Palace is from Sherlock Show, says Cactus Eater Bear.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear. Debunked that guy, the 26-year-old. I see Bill bought three coffees. Hake, you didn't read my coffee from Friday? ? Here is it again. It appears... Oh, no, you gave that to me. Yeah, I didn't get to it on my show yet. I still have to get to it. See, Bill, I saw you gave it. Anyway, he says, here it is again. It appears Jew haters love Bill Lockwood and Jason from Buffalo, New York. Forgive your mama, he says. You gave that to me. I was going to read that today on my show because you gave it on my show, See, Bill, not on Jesse's show. But thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. And all haters, anyone that hates, anyone, I don't care if you hate the Jews or the Jews hate you, or you hate the blacks hate you, whatever, you're evil. All angry people are evil, and they judge, and they're desperate. Watch out for an angry person. They are a murderer. They are desperate. So there's no reason, there's never, ever, 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 but never reason to be angry. You're angry because you want to be angry. Your heart is evil. But thank you, though. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, C-Bill, for your three coffees. And I'll hunt to see whether I missed anything, but I don't think I did. But thank you. David bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I'm a first-timer on your show. No, I and Jesse, David. I'm in my 70s and spent three six-month tours of duty in Vietnam. while in the U.S. Navy. Saw a lot of stuff that I didn't need to see for a country boy from West Texas. I love God, my country, family, wife, and President Trump. I feel I'm fighting for my country again while in Vietnam against communism. And then communism now with Biden's, Obama's, Pelosi's, Schumer's, the feds. It goes on and on. My problem is I have a lot of hate for all of them, and I want my country back. I'm sending money to Trump on a monthly basis. You've got a great show. So glad I found you. Thanks, David.
Thank you, David. And David, drop the anger. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. Anger is evil. It's the spirit of evil. And if you hold on to it, David, it's going to affect you mentally and emotionally. You can deal with the issues of life without being angry. Drop the anger, David, so you can be free. It's a spiritual battle, all right? Whatever you saw in the military, drop that. Don't be angry about that. Don't be angry at the politics out here, the folks. Drop the anger. Thank you, David.
Black Rose bought a coffee. Am I allowed to call in anymore? I feel as if I'm being interviewed. I feel like I'm being bullied when I call this show. The guy who picked up came back and said to me again, to me again. Amazing. God bless America. P.S. I still want to know who are the blacks.
Who are they from?
Black Rose. Of course you were able to call in. Just be clear with your question or comment. It's no big deal.
No, you're totally free to call in, Black Rose.
And Derek is nice.
He's telling me in my ears that you always give him three different topics.
Yeah.
You can only have one. Make up your mind what you want to talk about. And then call. He's going to say, what's your name? What's your question? Comment. You tell him, you put you on hold. All right? But make up your mind. You can't talk about everything. We ain't having lunch. Everybody want to have lunch. That's up, baby. Jessica's daddy. Well, yes, Black Rose. You can call in. Okay.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Steve. I'll have time?
No.
I can't get him, huh? Steve, I tried. Call me back tomorrow. First time call out of South Carolina. And the rest of the callers, too. I'll try and get everybody. He black. I'm black. And slow. Forgive your mama and your dad. Don't let anyone tell you that your mama ain't got no reason to forgive. Yes, she does. Forgive your mother and your father, and God will forgive you. He will change your heart from anger to love. And then the light of the Father will come on, and all these things in your imagination, he will take them away from you. They're all demons. They're all spirits. They're all evil, all right? And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And stay with it. Just stay there. And when you've done all you can do to stay, stay some more. All right? Just stay on it. It's going to be fine. Let everybody else say what they want, do what they want. Don't argue with the devil. Leave them in their hell. You live your life. Finally, live your life. Joel Friday saying, not one of my adventures are beta. Remember somebody called him Beta Adventure, Joel? He said, not one of them are beta. So the Hate Report is coming up now. Then Joel Friday. Then Punch and TV at 2. And then American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Bye, y'all. Thank you for everything. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Bye.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit.